everybody. It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we are with Heathen Son, a band out of North Carolina, a new metal band, so you got to love that. You know what we like to support. So how you guys doing?
Doing good. I'm here just enjoying this, you know, 70-degree weather we got going on in the end of November.
Yeah, right on. You guys been keeping busy? What have you guys been up to this month?
We just got finished on tour, started writing some new music, just getting ready for the next run, the next album.
Hell yeah. So I came across you guys on Instagram. That's usually where I find people nowadays. You know how it is today. And yeah, I'm a big fan. I love your guys' sound. I love the style. We were talking a bit before we started here about the nu metal sound and just the genre in a whole. I mean, it's good sometimes, I guess, for like casual fans or whoever, like some of them may call it, I don't know if dated is the right word, just because it was big, you know, like in the 90s, early 2000s, that's when it was like at its height, right? So. Yeah. Like, what are your guys' thought on, and you can go one by one, however you guys want to do it, it don't matter, but what's your guys' thought on, like, the current state of that specific sound or style? Like,
go ahead. All right. I guess I'm dated because I never kind of grew out of that sound. that was, like, my whole upbringing into music was, you know, Limp Bizkit and Korn and those, you know, originators of what I call nu metal. So that was always something that, you know, held a spot in when it came to playing music that really stood out. And I feel like it's getting back kind of to how that sound is. They're just doing it, you know, with the lower tuning. Like back in the day, no one tuned to like G and A, and like I play drums, so I don't know what tunings are, but I know nowadays there's like a lot more strings on guitars than they used to play with.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more like a djent version of nu metal. But I feel like we definitely kind of harness the original sound of nu metal with kind of the way everything's put together. It's not, you know, it's not trying to be anything too crazy. It's just a straightforward, you know, newer version of what we all grew up loving.
Right on. What about you guys? Do you guys, I'm assuming that this is what all of you have always been into, like growing up and when you first started getting into music, right?
Go ahead.
Say a few things.
Oh, I have a thing to say? Oh, didn't know that. All right, well, anyhow.
He wasn't born in, like, the late 90s, so...
So as far as nu metal goes, I feel like musically it's growing as far as the fact that we have way more subgenres in metal and rock music now than we ever have, and I feel like nu metal, to me at least, is definitely an amalgamation and branching out of certain genres nobody thought to put together before. So, for instance, there's like a whole untapped market of mountain polka music that you could have put into your metal that nobody's done yet that would definitely take off for a band. Feel free to take that idea, whoever's listening. But, yeah, most definitely, I think musically, it's for sure growing. I just feel like, as far as the target audience goes, not a whole lot of people are really picking up on it. At least, definitely in the late 2010s, nobody really paid that much attention, but I feel like it's starting to spike now for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely had, like, its low peak to where, like, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2018, I feel like Limp Bizkit came back out, and really they kind of, like, brought it back because they, you know, disappeared for a couple years and then just reappeared playing, like, Lollapalooza, headlining all these festivals and, you know, crushing it, and everybody was just like, that was the best set of the day. And it's like, yeah, that's, you know, songs that are 20 years old that are, you know, bringing the same energy, but in front of, you know, 100,000 people nowadays.
Yeah. And I want, and also, which we were talking about this before we recorded too, John was, like bands like System of a Down, like you got them and you have bands like Limp Bizkit, Korn, which, you know, the three of them, like, they don't exactly sound like the exact same. Like if you think of genres, like in any other kind of like think like hip hop or anything else, like ska maybe, like they're all, they basically sound like they have the same kind of style. They have the same like force with their music, but I mean, it's all different and it is kind of a cool subgenre to where you can lump all those guys together and still know like, okay, yeah, this is a new metal band, even if it might sound more thrash or more one way, the mountain polk music, like you mentioned.
Absolutely.
Or stuff like that. Like, I think that's a pretty cool, it's something new, I guess. It should be in the mainstream, in my opinion.
I've watched a bluegrass punk band before, so I'm not sure.
That sounds badass. I'm from Kentucky, so bluegrass, yeah, that would be epic. Yeah. But also, I probably should have done this at the beginning, but would you guys like to introduce yourselves with your names and everything? And like how, I guess after that, we'd get into like how you guys met and just get folks caught up on who you guys are and how you all came to be.
John, number 40.
I'm Crypto.
Number 22.
PZ, number 87.
Drunk. Hell yeah. Yeah,
True, where are your
this is like new metal attire. If I had, you know, the backwards New York hat and the khakis, I'd be representing properly.
Right on. So I guess just to get folks familiar with you guys, any one of you could take this, it don't matter, but how'd you guys form? How'd you guys meet? Where were you guys from? I think it's North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's where Heathen from based out of, is Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay, right on. So if any of you want to take it away, how you guys came to be and met and formed?
So originally, Heathen's song was a two-piece. It was Broken Donuts, number 13, and myself. And we started just, our ultimate goal back then was to play this one little dive bar that we played 20 years ago. That's all we wanted. And one thing led to another. Everybody, like, Easy and Crypto, they're like, hey, you guys are fucking good. We'd like to fucking join in. We didn't know on this party. And we're like, you guys are fucking dope. Fucking hell yeah, let's do this shit. And
yeah.
3 years later, here we are.
Right on. Yeah. So when you all finally came to like the final form of Heathen Son, where we are now, like was it an easy to gel and click at first, or did it take a bit of time to really like come together, or how'd that all work out?
So it was a rocky road for sure. The final form, like you said, my full song. With Easy, Crypto, Donuts, myself, it's smooth sailing. Big shout out to Throwbeard, our merch guy, Security. The band is so chill, so calm. The ride is so easy. There's no drama, no BS. We all get along. Like I said, it took 3 years to get where we are now. But all in all, we're changing the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It kind of just, like, fell into place. Like, when I had, you know, I've been with them about a year now. And Crypto was just kind of coming into it when I was, they had a couple guitarists that were kind of couldn't make all the tours and this and that. And Crypto's like, yo, I'm all in. And came out to one of our shows in Gastonia and came up and just, like, rocked, you know, Four Kings. And it just felt good, and then after that it's like, cool, he's coming on tour with us to fill in the guitar position on the next tour. And you know, the first show is just like, yeah, this, like, we all like meshed and blended and everybody gets along really well, and there wasn't like, you know, even though it was his, you know, first couple shows, like it wasn't like he was the awkward new guy, like we all just, it literally just clicked. It was wild.
I slipped on a banana peel that night.
You also came in, like, I think he had missed his cue at first and didn't, like, know when he was supposed to come up with new vocals and just kind of ran up and did it, but just came up with the confidence and was just there.
Circles, and then I was like, oh, there's the stage. I got this.
Yeah, just got to take the initiative, I guess.
Yep.
So, how would you guys describe the scene that you guys came out of? Because you have, like very prominent music scenes. Like, what? Look at, I guess, first comes to mind, you got, like, the Nashville music scene. You got the, there's, like, a Texas music scene. You got L.A., stuff like that. But, like, a lot of people don't talk about places like North Carolina or places like that. Or so how would you describe the, like, the music aesthetic, the scene going on there? Is it, like, rock or, like, what's it like there? That's awesome. So, when you did try and like, not try, but when you, how did they receive your guys's, with it being a genre, like unique, kind of like a unique sound, like you guys have, was it hard to break through at first, I guess, and like get a following, or was it pretty quick? I feel like it would be a lot of more of like a kind of like a underground kind of deal. Like what do you guys think about that when you first started getting your following and everything?
They loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah.
the biggest part of what we get on these live shows is we've never heard of you, but holy hell, you guys are amazing. The energy's off the charts. I'm now a fan. We get a couple of CD sales, a couple of merch sales. Every once in a while, we'll get comments on the socials. You guys need to come back to this town. You need to come back to this venue. So I'm very underground. People hear about this, I guess, but once they see us, they tend to like us. So again, not mad at it.
Definitely, it's definitely like a one over with the live performance. Like again, like he said, tons of energy. They get out there during a couple songs and jump in the crowd, and you know, kind of get everybody riled up if they're not, and that always sticks out in people's minds. It's like, man, you guys just got off stage. And, you know, left your drummer just up there hanging out by himself. And you guys jumped out here in the crowd and roamed around with your guitars and, you know, got the full audience involved. And everybody, like, remembers that.
Right on.
So,
no, go ahead.
We're still trying to figure out a way to move the drum set into the crowd with this on 4 games.
Yeah. Well, up until we're at that point, I'm just, you know, hanging out by myself, and I dap everybody out as they walk out there. I'm like, cool, like, see you guys after the set.
But get on, like, do the Tommy Lee thing. Get, like, a roller coaster and shit.
Yep. Just but, have the drummerizer on wheels with a chain, and they can just drag me out there and roam around, you know, carry.
Yeah. So I guess now that we're on that topic, like, how would you guys describe your live show? Just from the looks of you, and I mean this with the best compliment, it's like, it looks like it'd be insane. Like, a lot of fun. And the way you're describing, you're jumping into the crowd, all that. Like, what do you guys put into your live show, like, when it comes to stage presence and everything? Because, as you kind of mentioned, Johnny, like, I think, as a music fan, what keeps me coming back is predominantly the live show, just personally. And I feel like that's how a lot of people feel. And how would you guys describe the way you guys go about it?
We definitely put anything on that stage. I've always had the theory that nobody will remember the music, but they will remember the live show.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get on stage, this is who we are. This is what we do. We're here for a good time. We don't care who you are, where you are, where you're from. Come party with us. And that's the energy that we get. The more people to give off that positive energy, the more energy you get. And it's just back and forth. And you can feel the energy through the whole thing. Whether you're standing at the bar or you're hanging out outside smoking, which is a no-no because I will come get you.
This
but
is
yeah, it's just good energy all around.
Awesome. So I guess let's talk a bit about your guys' like creative process. When it comes to... It's a very cliche question. You guys probably get a lot, but I like to ask it anyway. When it comes to writing, whether it's the lyrics or like the musical element, anything like that, is it, since you guys are in a band and I'm not just talking to one artist, like, is it truly a whole group process, or is there like, a chief songwriter, or like someone who's like does most of it and they others add on? How does it usually go?
I'm usually the last in line.
Normally, when we have songs about crime or something like that, I'll normally go out and like do the crime to make it authentic and then come back and be like, okay, that bar might actually work right here in the breakdown. I just did this. And yeah, it just fits.
Yeah, you don't want to be a poser.
Johnny writes some wild stuff, and Crypto's like, we can't do this live unless we've actually done this. So, you know, takes matters into his own hands. And
reluctantly, I'm going to say that the stage performance is very interactive now. So take what you will from that.
Are there any like performance, or like, I guess any shows you guys have played that like come to mind right off the bat that you're like, that like really stick out, or that you'll really remember, like whether it was like a festival date or just a regular club show, anything like that?
Incarceration was very very fascinating for us. Because there was a police car in the crowd, and we thought that was the coolest thing ever. We tried our best to make him flash his lights for us, but he was like, "Nah, that crime's a little light that you guys are doing."
Damn, What about you, Easy? Anything?
I'm trying to think. I know the one show that was like, we had a really awesome crowd and it was just a really wild night was Wichita, Kansas, where, you know, crowd was lit. I don't remember what venue it was, but crowd was going wild and we were in a tornado warning. So the whole time on stage, there's like lightning and rain going on outside because there's all these glass windows, and then the crowd's like absolutely going nuts. And the whole time I'm just like waiting for a tornado to rip the building apart. So it's like, you know, Mother Nature was giving us, you know, her energy along with the crowd. And that was a really good show too. I didn't, you know how Wichita was going to turn up, but they definitely, you know, had a good time on that one.
Yeah. I hear a lot of good things about Wichita. It's funny you say that, like when it comes to, like performances and stuff. I feel like a lot of artists like it out there, but,
yeah,
with, I guess, and you mentioned Incarnation, with like, what do you guys think about festivals? And by that, I mean, the logistic part of it, like being an artist, like I hear horror stories from artists who have done them to where like everything's a shit show, but I've also heard like, oh, it's great. And I know there's obviously different people who run the festivals, like you got like Danny Wimmer, which that's like always like usually pretty good, but like, what are your guys's view on festivals? Is it usually stressful as hell, or is it like you're probably just psyched like the whole time, right?
Usually showing up is a shit show, so like right when you get there trying to, you know, get your you know, van or bus to where the stage is and figure out all that, that's usually complete mayhem because, you know, there's a ton of bands trying to all get to the same spot. Sometimes your stage is in the middle of the crowd, so you've kind of, you know, cut through a bunch of, you know, people walking around or vendors to get to where you need to go. But usually once you're there and kind of set up, you're there early enough to where everything's handled by the time it's time to go on stage, which to me, that's all that matters. Like it can be chaos for 2 hours when you first show up, but that's 8 hours before you play. And everything's handled and you just go on stage, do your thing, and by then, you know, any sort of stress from the morning's gone. You forgot about that whole part of it. So it's not like you're rushing in and in the middle of chaos and then trying to, you know, then trying to get in and mentally prepare to play a show. Like that was, you know, as far as you were concerned, a week ago.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. It's always a little bit of shit.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine. Do you guys ever co-write with like other people, or are you guys pretty much just strictly your own kind of deal? Oh, you're good. Do you guys ever like co-write with like people outside the band, or like do you have any like peers that you like to bounce stuff off creatively, or do you guys usually just keep it within the group?
No, we collab with a lot of people. The Black Hat Bill from
Oh, nice.
He actually helped write, helped me with some of my lyrics on this new album. So we're very open. We're not just us, leave us alone. We're like, oh, you got ideas? You got ideas? We got ideas. You want to party?
Yeah.
We're a very open band. It's a good idea, and we think we can run with it. We'll definitely do it.
Yeah, and I feel like it's kind of cool, like, over the years that I've gotten to, like, know different artists and stuff. A lot of the crowd I run around with, like, they're a lot of country fans. And in country music, like, most of it is, like, with the songwriters and, like, the artists between all of them. A lot of it, if not all of it sometimes, is, like, collabing and, like, writing with other people. And I was very relieved to find out that the community with the rock or metal scene is as strong, if not stronger, when it comes to like helping each other out creatively, working with each other. Like, I think that's like a really cool thing that I, you know, from, you know, because you think rock music, which is just a gigantic blanket term, but like you go into like all these different subgenres and stuff like that, and all these different communities, it seems like it's hard sometimes for, I guess, the dog eat dog mentality, like to, if that ever is more important than the camaraderie element of it. Like, do you guys ever find yourself in a situation to where like you might meet someone or like a band who's just all about like, no, we're number one, like in the bad way. It's a good thing. It's a good mindset to be like, we're number one. I'm not saying that, but like, if it's like, if you want to say selfishness, I guess, or I think you guys know where I'm going with this. Like, do you guys ever find yourself in like awkward situations like that? Or is it usually pretty chill, pretty like camaraderie driven?
99% of the time it's chill. Like, the community is really, really good. Everybody is really awesome. They like to help out, support. And it's just random. Once you'll find a domain in business in any form of, you're going to have that one who just thinks that the world or the universe revolves around them. But like I said, 99% of the community, fucking awesome. No worries, no stress.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, great.
So I guess let's talk a bit about Murder Beach, which came out beginning of the month. So I guess first I like to usually ask, like, is if there was like a message or a theme that you guys like were specifically going for with it, or if there was like any story that was really driving the release or anything like that.
I think the theme really overall was looking for kind of prove ourselves, I guess.
Like a statement.
Yeah. First two albums were very, hey, we're doing whatever, and all we think this time's good. New Metal Ninjas, we started playing it for a second. Other beats were like, if we got something, this sound made us take a little point. This is who we are, what we can do, and we're only going to get better.
Yeah.
Each individual song has its own theme and story, but I think overall, me personally, Murder Beach was a change. You can hate us if you want, but we're here.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you guys? You guys, anything?
I think about the same. Like, you know, every band takes a little bit to find their sound. And this is definitely the album, you know, as Johnny said, like, New Metal Ninjas was definitely getting there, like a step up from the stuff before that. And when I first heard New Metal Ninjas, when I just, you know, got in the band, I was like, okay, I'm like, there's something here. Like, I really like this. It's different because you can listen to a lot of bands nowadays and everybody just sounds the same. Like, I've been, you know, trying to listen to some like Sirius XM radio stuff recently just to see what else is out there, because I really don't even listen to much music. and all of it just sounded the same. And I was just like, okay, like that's, you know, where this band is totally different is, you know, they were finding their sound, and then this new one, you know, found their sound and ran with it, and it's just a whole nother level.
Yeah, so going off that then, is there anything specifically that you guys do to want to, like, stand out, I guess, for lack of a better term, or, like, to prove your guys' sound that you're not the same old band that you would hear on XM or anything like that? Is there anything, like, off the top of your head that you guys try to really promote like that?
No.
Maybe
just be yourself.
Just be us and not listen to any music. Like, don't really take inspiration from the other bands that are out there, because the more you listen to, you're going to just have that influence in your music. And, you know, we all kind of listen to different stuff. And I think that really helps, you know, keep the inspiration more of that, like, original nu metal, because that's what mm-hmm. we, you know, really love.
Yeah, and that's exactly what hooked me, because when I first listened to you guys, it had the familiarity of the nu metal that, you know, we all love, but it's fresh though, and it's like consistently fresh. And I think that's the key. Like, it's that, like, fine line you have to walk to not sound like the same old shit that you already know. And you know what I mean? And I feel like you guys really killed it in that aspect.
Yeah. And that's hard to do, because there's so much music out there that, you know, at some point everything starts to kind of sound the same, and Murder Beach somehow doesn't.
Right. Yeah. I love it. Are you guys happy with the reception once that dropped? You're pretty happy with how it all turned out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. So where do you guys record, and, like, who do you record with?
We record with Donut. He's got his own space, and we go out there.
Hell yeah. So what about this whole new thing now that's been happening the past couple years with social media being such a large proponent, I guess, in the music industry? And I feel like I think it's a good tool. Like, you look at, like, things like what, like TikTok or Reels, like that kind of stuff, like Instagram, YouTube. And I feel like it's taken such, like, a stranglehold on the music industry in good and bad ways, because it can make bands, like, be seen who deserve to be seen. But I think it also makes bands or artists seen that aren't ready for it yet. And sometimes it doesn't end well for them. Have you guys tried to utilize, like, TikTok or any of that kind of shit? Like, are you guys – a lot of guys try to keep it old school, but they are still trying. Like, what do you guys usually do?
Definitely utilize everything that's out there. Every social media platform, YouTube. We know we're old school. We're old guys. And, like, John was saying, we don't want to get different. That's because it's a lot different. Social media is the norm, so we have to, just like our music, we have to express with it. You cannot stay static that you're going to be the real, the TikTok, that's just promotion for you, that's just helping you get your name out there. The test that you really keep the crowd is once they come out and see it live, and you see it live, that's what gets them.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. Like I said, like, the live show, like, I would almost venture to say, like, you can't really judge a band completely until you do see them live, I think.
Agreed.
There's a bunch of bands that are, like, huge, or, you know, put out crazy content, and then live they're horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, like, the biggest bummer of all time. But, so I guess I know you guys just dropped something this month, but, like, is there anything else down the pipe, like new music or anything like that, that you guys would like to talk about a bit, or?
Remember that poke stuff I was talking about?
Mountain poke?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm I mean, we had, there's what, 10 on Murder Beat? We have 15, 20 ready to go before Murder Beat is off. So we have music in the reserve. We're finding it, make new ones, upgrading the stuff that we haven't messed with in the long term. For us, the music is always constant. We're always trying to make music, always trying to better ourselves.
Hell yeah. I'm excited for it, guys. I really am. I'm glad I found you guys. It's like I said, it's refreshing. It's familiar and refreshing at the same time. And like, that's for me, that's the key. And what about touring? Or I know we're winding down on the year and you guys are probably taking a bit of a break maybe, but what do you guys got like on the horizon when it comes to shows? Any cool dates you got coming up?
Let's see, the last show of the year for us is Friday, we're at High Point. My birthday, January 3rd, we're in California. After that, we're definitely looking for another run. Trying to stay busy in between runs and between tours and making music. But definitely out there. Definitely want to get another run.
Right on. So I guess before we get out of here, is there anything, and this is always a layup question when it comes to the end of the year, and I just like asking because, you know, you got the new year coming. So is there any, goal, any kind of thing you guys want to accomplish? We could go one by one. I don't care. Any kind of goal or anything, short-term, long-term, that you want to accomplish in 2025?
Every night thinking about taking over the world.
Again, that's the old school right there.
Oh yeah. What about you, Crypto? Anything?
I don't even have any aspirations. No.
He's like, I survived a hurricane. Like I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm alive. But other than, I'm like, now what? I honestly, short term accomplishments. Yes, I do have one, a long-term accomplishment as far as this project goes and everything that we will be creating along the way. To me, probably one of the biggest honors as far as like a composer or a writer in music and whatnot, I would like to hear one of our tracks be played on a film.
Okay.
I would like to get to that point. That would be very exciting for me.
That'd be sweet. Is there a wish list you have that you would want it to be on? Any kind of film wish in particular?
I wouldn't mind a wrestling video game or a
yeah.
That would be sweet.
Honestly, I think for our sound, as far as the albums we already have out, including Murder Beach, which just dropped, even though it is a different vibe, I think the best fit for us is a band. As far as reaching a target audience that would enjoy the visual and the audio at the same time. Twisted Metal all the way. Still waiting for the next game to drop. We need to be on it.
That would fit perfectly. But guys, thank you so much for hopping on. This was fun. This has been really fun. I've been looking forward to this. But before we head out of here, if you guys have any plugs, like social medias, website, anything you want to let people know where to find you, the floor is yours.
All right, so Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you don't really use that much anymore, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, anywhere you get music, anywhere you watch videos, reels, you can find even stuff for real.
I'll say Johnny does hilarious videos pretty much every day on TikTok. I crack up when I see his, you know, walking by the fridge or goes to grab something out. And he's like, oh shit, didn't see you guys there. And like the creativity that this kid comes up with on a daily basis, always, it never ceases to amaze me. So definitely follow all the socials and keep up just if anything for a loan for those videos.
Oh, and we do have a Reddit server. If anybody would like to go to r/heathensun and let us know where you saw us and any photos from that show, and you can talk about us all there. And then personalcryptochild.x on Instagram if you want to hit me up after a show and tell us thank you, and we'll get you on another show for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Well, boys, thank you so much. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun. And everyone, make sure to follow Heathen Sun. Their music is badass. If you guys follow this podcast, and you guys would love these guys for sure. So, guys, thanks a lot. Also, everyone, follow Rage Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. We're on all the socials. Just Google us. We'll show up. So, thanks a lot. Thank you, boys, and thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you later.
My boots would look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Make a mess of this simple night.